Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on this planet. Thank you for just being awesome. So, wherever you are, beautiful souls, just start to breathe. Breathing through your nose, all the way down to the pit of your stomach and back out through your mouth. I'm going to turn this off when we go through this process to maximize the bandwidth, and I'll turn it back on again afterwards. So just breathe. Long, slow, deep breaths. Breathe deeper and longer and slower. Breathe in through your nose all the way down to the pit of your stomach. Breathe into your hips. Breathe into your buttocks. Breathe into your groin. Breathe into your legs. Breathe into the home of your soul. Breathe. Feel your body. Feel the space. As you're breathing into your body, I want you to become aware of a diamond and electric green light that starts to flow in through the walls of your space. It flows down through the ceiling, up through the floor. It moves towards your physical body, getting closer and closer. And it starts to swirl around the outside of it, over your head, underneath your feet. Around your chest, around your back, swirling in a clockwise direction, getting brighter and stronger. Like a diamond and electric green tornado. It caresses and nurtures the outside of your physical body, getting brighter and brighter. Spinning faster and faster, you start to breathe this frequency in. You breathe it in through your nose, up into your mind. It flows into your left brain, into your right brain. It flows around the outside of your skull, down through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, through your shoulders, your chest, and back. It flows through your heart, down through your spinal column, through your middle back, your lower back. It flows through every vital organ into your hips, through your buttocks, your groin, your thighs, your hamstrings, your knees. It flows through your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, down through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It flows through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, into your hands, fingers, and thumbs. Continue to breathe in this powerful frequency until the inside of your body is completely full, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, In your mind, say thank you. And keep breathing as you feel the gratitude in your heart, that vibration rising, your heart expanding, as this diamond and green frequency flows through every cell, every atom, every molecule, every fiber, through your DNA. Your cells, they sing and dance, you expand, you feel joy, bliss, love in your heart. You feel connected to the earth, to the stars, to all things. As you breathe deeper and longer and slower. As you breathe into your body, you look around the ground and you see lots of tiny little lights racing across the floor. You realize they're pixies, tiny little pixies moving in across the floor, left, right, front, back, from all around. There are hundreds of them. They start to clamber over your feet, up your legs, up your body, over your hips. They race up around you, over your arms, your chest, your back. You feel their energy. Amazing. They clamber up around the outside of your heart and they form a circle around the front of your heart chakra, another circle around the back of your heart chakra. You then become aware of something flying in your space, tiny little lights. You look up to the left, you look up to the right, up over your head. You see little fairies flying around, tiny little diamond fairies. They fly towards your physical body. They fly and land down on your shoulders, your chest. They land on your arms. And they make their way up your body towards your heart. The fairies join the circle with the pixies around the front and the back of your heart. Some of them fly up in the air. And then one by one, the pixies and the fairies open their hearts at the front and the back of your heart chakra. Tiny, tiny electromagnetic streams flow out from their hearts towards the center of yours. 2, 1, boom. Hundreds of tiny little unconditionally loving electromagnetic streams penetrate the center of your heart. Light flows from their hearts into yours. Pixie love, fairy love. You feel that elemental frequency flowing through your soul, flowing through your physical body, your light body, on multiple levels. You become aware of your earthly 3D Merkaba spinning, your 4, 5 and 6D Merkaba spinning. Your 7D Merkaba starts to spin. You feel lighter and lighter. Light starts to flow from your heart, up through your chest, your throat, up through your face and into your pineal gland. Your pineal gland starts to vibrate as these pixie and fairy light codes flow into it. They also flow down from your heart through your solar plexus, through your sacral, into your roots. Your body vibrates from head to toe. And then pixie and fairy light codes start to flow into your cells like tiny little diamond keys. They flow into your cells, into your DNA, and they unlock another aspect, another strand, another world of magic, knowledge and wisdom. You vibrate faster and faster, and your light body starts to rise. You start to rise up through your chest, up through your crown, up into the space above your physicalness. Higher and higher you rise, slowly but surely, moving up into the empty space. You rise higher and higher. You leave your physicalness, looking back down, watching the fairies and the pixies work their magic on your physical body. What an amazing sight. You look over to your left-hand side. You see what looks like a rainbow 30 meters away from you. You move towards that rainbow. As you get closer, you realize it's a portal. That's the colors of a rainbow. It seems to flow forwards and then down. You can see beyond the entrance, beyond the opening. You flow towards it, getting closer and closer, 20 meters, 15, 10, 5, and whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting, tumbling, and turning. You look around, you see rainbow lights, different colors everywhere. You start to flow down and then forwards and then round to the left like you're in a water slide. Full of rainbow lights, twisting, tumbling. Everything seems fun and exciting as you travel faster and faster. You look down, you've got no legs. You look left and right, you've got no arms. Pure frequency. Traveling through this space faster and faster and faster. You see light codes everywhere. You feel pixie and fairy energy as you travel faster and faster, feeling lighter and lighter, expanding and expanding into infinite bliss, into nowhere and everywhere. You travel faster and faster and faster. And then you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 100 meters away. 80, 60, 40, 20, and whoosh! You pop out of the other side. You're in empty space. You look down, you see grass, maybe 10 to 15 meters below you. You float down towards the grass. You look around, you see flowers, tulips, daffodils. You see trees, plants. And then more and more flowers start to appear. You get closer and closer towards the ground, drifting down gently, effortlessly, down towards the green grass. You get within 8 meters. 6, 4. And as you continue to descend, you slow down and everything starts to expand and grow. The trees seem gigantic. The blades of grass seem to grow. You float down towards them and then you realize that you're shrinking. You're getting smaller and smaller. Smaller and smaller. Descending down through the blades of grass, down towards the ground, towards the surface. You get closer and closer. You look down, your legs are back, but they look tiny. Tiny little feet. You look at your hands, they look ever so small. Your body shrunk. You land gently on the ground. You can hear a sound to your left-hand side, which seems like it's in the distance somewhere. You can hear a buzzing sound. You decide to walk towards that sound of buzzing, whatever it is, you're curious. You start to make your way through the grass, clambering over the blades, making your way forwards. The sound of buzzing gets louder and louder as you make your way through these blades of grass, which seem gigantic. And then you see some lights beyond the blades of grass. The sound of buzzing gets louder and louder. It feels like it's buzzing right in the center of your brain. And then you reach forward and you pull two blades of grass apart and you see a clearing. You see a gigantic bumblebee, a gigantic dragonfly, and a huge ladybird. On the ground in front of them, you see a fairy. There are three fairies, one in front of each of these creatures, each of these beings. The bumblebee, the ladybird, and the dragonfly. You walk towards the fairies. As you walk towards them, you notice another fairy to your right hand side walking towards you. This fairy walks and skips joyfully. She comes right up into your space. She welcomes you to her kingdom. And she lets you know that you're here to remember what it's like to be a child. You're here to remember what it's like to let your imagination run wild and explore the quantum fields. Just like you did every day when you were a young girl or a young boy. She looks into your eyes smiling, a great big beaming smile. She lets you know that these three fairies are her friends and that they have a great connection with the insect world. She lets you know you're here to go for a ride, to take a trip. You can choose whether you want to ride on the bumblebee, the dragonfly, or the ladybird. She asks you to choose. And as you choose, she walks towards you and takes your hand. And then starts to walk towards the three insects. They look huge. You see the fur on the bumblebee. It looks amazing, so soft and cuddly. The patterns on the dragonfly. The color of the ladybird is high vibrational. It seems to pierce and penetrate your mind, your soul. The color is just beyond this physical world. You decide which one you want to go and ride on. And then that fairy, she comes out to meet you. She walks up towards you, smiles, and asks you to follow her towards your chosen insect. She can hear your thoughts. She knows you're finding it difficult to choose which one you want to ride on. So she lets you know you can come back here anytime and ride on the others. You walk towards the insect. You walk right up into its space. The insect starts to communicate with you telepathically. It says, "Hello, welcome, I love you." You feel vibrations flowing out from the bodies of the insects through your light body. You start to vibrate faster. The fairy asks you if you're ready to go for a ride. Of course you say yes. The fairy lets you know that once you mount whichever insect you decide to mount, you're in control. Your thoughts, your emotions are going to control the direction and the flight of the insect. If you think left, you're going to go left. If you think right, you're going to go right. Up is up and down is down. faster is faster and slower is slower. The fairy leads you round to the side of your chosen insect. And then you start to levitate. You start to float up off the ground, effortlessly. No thoughts. You just float and move up and over the top and then down onto the back of the insect. Your legs sink into the body. You hold on to tiny little hairs sticking out from their bodies. And then the fairy lets you know that it's over to you. Now it's your turn. You think up, and the insect flies up off the floor. You think forwards, and forwards it goes, over the grass, higher and higher, flying left, flying right. It's over to you to explore. You can go wherever you want to go and explore this magical kingdom. You can fly through the grass, the trees. Just spend a few minutes exploring. If you want to go faster, go faster. If you want to slow down and just observe, slow down and observe. Maybe you look around and see your brothers and sisters on their bumblebees, ladybirds and dragonflies too. Maybe you want to race them. See who's the fastest. Enjoy your time. As you fly and explore, you feel so free. You feel so connected to the fairy kingdom, so connected to the insects. Your light body blends with theirs. As you fly through this space exploring, the insect starts to communicate with you telepathically. And lets you know that it wants to show you something very special. It starts to soar and fly down towards the ground. Over to the right hand side, you see some trees, and the insect flies towards them. The trees look like mountain ranges, huge, gigantic. You fly towards them. The insect flies down through the leaves, through the twigs and the branches, up and over, around. It's like you're on a roller coaster, flying faster and faster. Leaves skimming across the top of your head. You hold on tight to the insect. and it flies through the branches down towards the ground. The branch is clear. You're down into some open space. You look to the right. You see a pond and what looks like a gigantic waterfall. But really, it's only a tiny little stream. But to you, it looks huge. Down in the pond, you see water lilies. You see lily pads. The insect flies down towards the waterfall. You get closer and closer, flying just over the surface level of the water. Over to the left of the waterfall, you see a rock. It seems to glisten with a pink frequency coming out from it. The insect gets closer and closer towards it, within a few meters. It gets closer and closer, and it lands gently on the rock surface. The insect communicates with you and asks you to dismount, to slide down its back. You slide down the back of the insect onto the rock. And then you hear a little voice to the left-hand side calling your name. You look. There's a little golden fairy. Ever so bright. She gestures for you to follow her. She walks towards the side of the pond and through some rocky mud. It seems she just walks through the side of this pond into the rock face, the mud face. You walk towards it, wondering if you're going to bump into it or not. You get closer and closer, and then you walk through. It's like a doorway, like a portal. On the other side, everything is golden. You see white lights. There are some steps that go down. You're in a small cave. You look around, you see lots of tiny little golden fairies. The energy is amazing. The little golden fairy keeps looking over her shoulders, waving for you to follow her. You follow her down the steps and then onto an open platform. You look around, you see golden crystals. Lots of tiny little fairies just sitting on these crystals. The fairy leads you into the space. She turns to look at you. She's wearing a crown, a golden crown. She stares into your eyes. You stare back into the eyes of the fairy. Both of you exactly the same height. She reaches up and takes the crown off of her head, takes a step forwards and places it over the top of your head. The crown locks into your consciousness. Your head starts to vibrate. Electromagnetic frequencies flow out from the crown into your left and right brain. They flow into your pineal gland, into your pituitary gland, your hypothalamus. The inside of your mind starts to glow and vibrate on this electric gold frequency. The fairy opens her heart. A golden stream of light flows out from her heart and boom, it penetrates yours. You start to vibrate faster and faster. She opens her third eye. A crystal white light with a golden Merkaba flows out from her third eye through the empty space, through your forehead, into your pineal gland. The Merkaba follows it. Boom, it explodes. High vibrational Merkaba frequencies flow throughout your consciousness, activating your fairy DNA, elemental DNA. You vibrate from head to toe. The fairy starts to communicate with you. Your heart expands, you feel the vibrations. Kia tutush te kia kia. Kuia mia tie. Ustia ma kia kukia ya tuya ia nana kia ta. Aya ma ya tu kia mashta kua. Ia ta kia nana kua ali anana kua. Shikia ma ia tie. Kaya kaya ukia ta ya mo kia nashta kia kua.
Iana ye yo tua. Shia pakuta hini aiki et ye to ukia ma. Shikia pukia. Uyaki. Kia shukia. Shukia.
The language of the fairies flows into your consciousness. Masculine and feminine frequencies embed themselves within your light body. You start to vibrate like crazy, faster and faster. The crown starts to dissolve. It blends into pure geometrical code and disappears into your mind. The crown becomes you. You become the golden crown. The fairy stares into your eyes and lets you know it's time to reclaim your sovereignty. It's time to reclaim your own sovereign crown. She opens her heart wider. More and more light pours into your consciousness. You feel so happy. You feel so free. Just be in this space for a moment and receive. Let go. More and more lights, more and more information pours into your consciousness. You vibrate faster and faster and faster. As you vibrate in this space, the golden fairies sitting on the crystals in this little cave, they open their hearts. Lots of tiny little golden streams flow out from their hearts towards you. Moving through the cave, getting closer and closer. 3, 2, 1, boom! They penetrate your hearts all at the same time. High vibrational, playful, fairy-like frequencies flow into your consciousness faster and faster. Your heart flutters and vibrates. You shake and shudder from head to toe as your heart explodes with bliss. You feel lighter and lighter. Amazing. Your heart lights up from the inside out. Golden light pouring out from your center into the empty space. It feels like a million suns are burning in your heart, letting off a powerful light of divinity that will light up a million universes. You vibrate faster and faster. You feel so much love. As you vibrate in this space, The fairy moves towards you. She places her hands on your cheeks, and then places her forehead against yours, and sends three powerful light codes, a ruby red, an emerald green, and a golden light code, straight into your pineal glands. The three of them merge as one frequency, and then start to flow into every biophoton of light and every cell in your physical body. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you expand. The fairy takes her hands off your cheeks, takes a step back and smiles. She thanks you for this experience. As she looks into your eyes, she reminds you that you have this fairy energy. You carry it within you. You were born to have fun, to be mischievous, to play, to be curious and excited. She lets you know it's an integral part of your human makeup. Never be any different. Let your child, your inner child, rule your world. And your world will become a joyful, playful place. As you look around the cave, you see all the little fairies chattering amongst themselves, smiling, laughing, giggling. You feel the love they have for you. They just want you to shine your light as bright as you can. The fairy holds out her arm and takes your hand. She leads you out from this space back up the steps. You start to walk back up the little steps towards the entrance of this cave. You make your way up. You glance over your shoulder at the little fairies. They're all staring at you with beaming smiles. So much love. A deep, deep, ever so light love. You make your way to the top of the steps. You start to walk through the wall. And you find yourself on the rock on the other side. Your insects there waiting for you. The fairy, she steps forward and gives you a great big hug. She wraps her arms around you. You hug her back. She squeezes you tighter. You hug her ever so tight. An immaculate connection. Heart to heart. She then lets go of the embrace. Takes a step back. She gestures for you to climb on. Board your insect. To mount it. You start to walk towards it. You smile as you look into her eyes for the last time. You walk towards the insect and once again you start to levitate. You just float up off the ground. As soon as you get into the energy field of the insect, you just float as though it's meant to be. You float up the side and over the top and down onto the back once more. You hold on to those tiny little hairs which seem like ropes, like reins. The insect jumps up, flies up off the rock. You wave goodbye to the fairy and then fly off to the right-hand side. Away from the waterfall, back up towards the trees. Getting closer and closer, you start to fly through the leaves, those twigs. Getting higher and higher, flying up towards the top of this tree. Going up and up, getting higher and higher. You make your way up through the top branches and into the empty space. Your insect flies forwards. And then you look over to your left at a 45 degree angle. You see a large crystal white portal. The insect flies towards it. As you fly towards this portal, you wonder if the insect is coming with you or not. But it can hear your thoughts, and it replies, yes, We're going together. Both of you fly towards that portal, getting closer and closer. You get within 20 meters, which seems like a long distance. 15 meters. Ten meters, flying faster and faster, straight towards that portal. You enter a slipstream and it starts to magnetize you and pull you in. You get closer and closer. Six, five, four, three, two, one, whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting and tumbling. You and the insect flying through this space, faster and faster. You look down, you've got no legs. Left and right, you've got no arms. The insects disappeared. Both of you become pure consciousness. Your frequencies interblend with each other as you flow through this space faster and faster. Spinning and spiraling. Twisting and tumbling. You travel faster and faster and faster. And then you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 100 meters. You travel faster and faster. 60. You start to expand and grow as you flow through this space. 40, 20, and whoosh! You pop out of the other side. You look down below, you see your physical body. It's vibrating like crazy. You see streams of electromagnetic energy flowing out from it into it. It's like your physical body is so plugged in right now. You look to the right hand side, you see your insect. It looks back at you and smiles. The insect lets you know that it's going to stay with you and work with you. You smile. It makes you so happy. And then you start to descend down towards your physical body. You flow down towards your crown, which opens like 1,000 petals. Electric pink lotus. You get closer and closer towards it. Within 0.5 meter, the insect floats down towards your right shoulder. You get within 25 centimeters. You start to flow down through your own crown. Through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, down into your cosmic heart. Your crown chakra closes and your light starts to expand into your shoulders, chest and back, stomach, hips, buttocks, groin, legs, ankles, feet and toes. It flows through your arms, hands, fingers and thumbs. Up through your neck, your throat, into your left and right brain. You start to feel the vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. We're going to count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, we'll open our eyes and come back into this space. Take your time, there's no hurry. 5. 4. 3. 2, 1, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space and just Those fairies and pixies are going to stay in your space for a little while, working on your heart. Allow them to be there. Feel your body, feel your space, feel your environment. Just be.